USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Doctors are pushing back against President Trump, especially after the president said this on the campaign trail yesterday in the Midwest.
Our doctors get more money if somebody dies from COVID. You know that, right?
The American Medical Association renewed its criticism after his latest remarks. Their president, Susan Bailey, said in a statement, quote, "The suggestion that doctors in the midst of a public health crisis are overcounting COVID-19 patients or lying to line their pockets is a malicious, outrageous, and completely misguided charge." Scientists and physicians in the government pushing back as well. The Food and Drug Administration beefed up safety standards for a vaccine last month, and Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator, travels the country urging state and local officials to adopt mask mandates, close down bars, and restrict large gatherings. All of this as the Midwest has become the latest epicenter and where case numbers are breaking records. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The BBC is reporting that actor Sean Connery has died. That's according to his family. Connery is best known as playing Agent 007 in the long-running James Bond franchise. His other films include The Hunt for Red October, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, as well as The Rock. He won many awards, including 3 Golden Globes, as well as an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor in The Untouchables in 1988. Sean Connery, who has not been well for some time, died in his sleep in the Bahamas. He had turned 90 in August. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he expects Congress to move another coronavirus relief package right at the beginning of 2021. That's a break from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who told reporters Thursday she wants to get a deal done in the lame duck session. McConnell told radio host Hugh Hewitt that another package needs to be more modest than the $3 trillion package being proposed by Pelosi. He offered a slower timeline than other lawmakers who expect a deal to move after the election. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There are 35 Senate seats that are either open or up for re-election. Tim Berg at USA Radio's Phoenix Bureau has what's at stake.
Democrats have their sights set on winning the Senate, which could possibly give them control of the House, Senate, and White House. As far as the Senate goes, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says,
"It's a 50-50 proposition. We have a lot of exposure. This is a huge Republican class because it's the class that took the majority in 2014, and now I've got a lot of people up. 23 Republicans, only 12 Democrats. There are dogfights all over the country."
There are 7 key races that will determine control of the Senate. Actress Lori Loughlin has reported to federal prison in Northern California. Aunt Becky from Full House was sentenced to 2 months for her role in the college admissions cheating scandal. A Prisons Bureau spokesperson said that the actress is now in custody at the Federal Correctional Institution in Dublin. Judith Scheindlin has inked a deal for an exclusive show on IMDb TV, Amazon's free streaming service. She said in a statement that she's over the moon to be in business with Amazon Studios. According to the announcement, the new show will feature Scheindlin's, quote, "no-nonsense, expeditious, signature adjudication style with a new array of cases, litigants, and judgments." Her long-running show Judge Judy will end production next year after 25 years. Her long-running show, Judge Judy, will end production next year after 25 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.